98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Obviously, there were plenty of jokes going around the place after Troy Parrott's incredible performance during the World Cup qualifying rounds. One of them was that Dublin Airport would be renamed Troy Parrott Airport. International.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, I remember hearing that at one point.
Well, Rebecca, sometimes life imitates art. A different type of parrot, the feathered kind, has been causing a flap at Dublin Airport over the long weekend. A parrot was found in a car park. And the airport bosses are looking to reunite this parrot with its owner.
The parrot was in the car park. The parrot trying to get some, you know, some sun.
Yeah, off for a holiday. So they had initially named the parrot Troy, obviously, because that's all you could do.
Yeah.
But then once it was checked over by a vet, it turned out that the boy was actually a girl.
Surprise.
Yes. So she's currently being cared for at the airport police station.
The police station, the poor thing.
Yeah, where they...
What a rough weekend.
Yeah, they've improvised a temporary home by taking an old dog crate and an old brush handle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right,
so,
well, you've got to improvise
if you're,
in
if you're missing a girl parakeet, an Alexandrine parakeet.
Right.
She's at the airport.
Yeah, and they're naming her Helen of Troy at the moment. So hopefully Helen and her owner are reunited very soon.
Yeah, very cute.
I mean, I know for a while they had a mascot at Dublin Airport. Was it a giant hare?
Yeah, there was a hare.
There's lots of hare around the place.
There was a competition to name the hare.
I wonder now, will a parrot be the mascot now if they're doing another one?
Yeah, especially
Helen of Troy.
Can fly as well.
Gas. Obviously, we're just coming back after a long weekend, an extra long weekend for the lucky people who don't have to work on Good Friday. So we 4 days off in a row, which was fabulous. But I saw a lot of talk over the weekend that there might be more bank holidays coming to Ireland. Yeah. So they're just saying that the government is facing calls for additional bank holiday weekends to be added to the calendar. We obviously got St. Bridget's Day after COVID.
Yeah,
so that was originally brought in to say thank you to all of the frontline healthcare workers who had gone above and beyond during the pandemic. And then it stuck around. It's great to celebrate St. Bridget.
It is. You know, it is.
Yeah.
And it's also great to celebrate Bridget and lovely to have a bank holiday so early in the year.
Yes, yeah, especially, over the weekend, you know, after you need something to look forward to, you know, when it's all dark and wintry.
Yeah. I read over the weekend that they're looking for, I don't know who they are, who's making these calls, but they're looking for 3 extra bank holidays because apparently we're 3 short compared to
other European cities. So they're saying it could be the first Monday of July, the last Monday in September, or the last Monday in November, or all 3. What do you think about them, Brendan? What
all
bank holiday would you like?
Me, yeah.
Oh, but if you had to pick one, what day
Where
would stand
sorry,
out to you?
First in July,
first in July,
last in September, or last in November. First in July. Because
the first
the
in July.
Really good.
Yeah, we haven't had one. No, we've June. That means we've got May, June, July, and August. Yeah, there is one missing in July now
there
that
is,
we say
it. Yeah, we need that sunny
also,
day off.
Also, you know how I feel about November.
Yeah.
Nothing's really happening. It's a long
Monday
lead up to Christmas.
November. You'd get all your bits done then, wouldn't you, for Christmas?
We'll just take all 3. Thanks very much.
Yes,
and
thank you.
A poll done by the Irish Independent found that 80% of people will be up for another long weekend.
Sorry, who are the 20% who wouldn't? Oh, obviously business owners. Sorry.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
I cannot believe that it's the 7th of April and that next month The Devil Wears Prada 2 is out in cinemas.
I'm so looking forward to this movie.
Same, especially now they've released the final trailer. I don't know if you've seen this yet.
I haven't watched it, no.
Okay, so this is the last trailer they're releasing before the movie actually comes out. So we know like all the OG stars, Anne Hathaway, Meryl Streep, Stanley Tucci, who was in Dunleary last week.
Oh, he was in Meadows and Byrne.
Yeah. And Emily Blunt. They're all back reprising their roles, right?
Yeah.
So the final trailer's been released and it features an original song, a new song.
Oh.
By Lady Gaga and Doechii.
No
that's
way.
Called Runway.
I didn't know this at all. This sounds amazing.
So that's deadly in itself. And then some more plot details have been released, right? So Simone Ashley from Bridgerton season 2.
Okay.
She is the new assistant to Miranda Priestley.
Right.
The current assistant.
The new Emily.
She's the new Emily.
Yeah.
And there's a bit of an online scandal now at Runway magazine that Andy, played by Anne Hathaway, is being brought in to fix.
You are here to help us through our current scandal.
Click, 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 everywhere.
But I did not hire you, and all I need to do is bide my time until you fail. Won't you take the train, dear?
I'm going to make something of this job.
You could write a book.
The definitive Miranda Priestley expose.
Wait, wait. I hope that's not what you're wearing to the dinner. That's all.
The shades. So we got all the shade and a bop.
And then a banger from Gaga as well. Sorry, I love that we got a That's All in the trailer. What a year for Anne Hathaway. So she's obviously going to be in The Devil Wears Prada next month. There's another movie she's in called Mother Mary.
Which
looks incredible.
That.
And she's released music. Like Anne Hathaway has songs on Spotify and they're bangers. And then she's in Verity, the Colleen Hoover.
Oh, yeah.
Later on this year. So like it's Anne Hathaway's year.
It's Anne Hathaway's year and we cannot wait to see The Devil Wears Prada 2. It's out in cinemas on the 1st of May.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
Brendan, you have a few bananas stories on the way.
I do, they are on the way. First up though, move over matcha. There's a new trendy drink in town. Have you heard, and maybe I'm very late to the party, of Ube?
Ube?
Ube.
No.
Yeah, U-B-E is how this is spelled, right? So it comes from a vegetable, and I'll describe it. It basically looks like a bright purple sweet potato.
Oh.
Native to the Philippines, where it's used in lots of desserts because it's got a sweet taste, right?
Oh, okay. I just keep thinking of beetroot.
Yeah, same colour,
brighter colour,
but not the same taste, mm-hmm. So looks like a cross between a sweet potato and a bit of a beetroot, but tastes like, and these are the descriptions given, a cross between birthday cake, marshmallow and cereal milk.
Ooh.
Cereal milk is a really good way to describe
very
something,
specific.
Isn't it?
It's really sweet, isn't it? What's your favourite cereal milk?
Crunchy Nut Cornflakes. Yeah, really sweet. So ube's been around for thousands of years, but it's only started appearing in coffee shops recently.
Okay.
So Pret, Starbucks and Costa have all just added ube drinks to their menus.
It's now, like a new acai.
Yeah, basically. It's the latest trend. So some ube purists argue that the drinks being offered are not the same as the real deal.
Okay.
But some shops are offering ube as an add-on shot to go with a matcha.
Because
it looks great for Instagram. So you'll see like some of their ads, like the purple and green when it's mixed.
They do look great together.
It looks great.
Purple and green together, stunning.
Yeah, very. That'll be your Halloween drink now.
Yeah, we'll have to try. We'll have to try that.
Yeah, so ube, you'll see it all over the menus now.
You heard it here first.
Or maybe you heard it somewhere else a long time ago. Up next, a supermarket on an island, off Scotland, has been giving away free bananas after accidentally ordering 38,000 of them. So somebody in Tesco in Kirkwall, they basically pressed the wrong button and they got a delivery of bananas, which is almost double the entire population of the island.
Oh no, they
so there's
be
two bananas
off.
Per person.
Stick them in the freezer.
Yeah, so they meant to order 380 kilograms, but they ended up with 380 boxes instead. So they normally send them back. But the weather was really bad, so the ferry couldn't go.
Oh no.
So they were stuck with
that
the bananas.
Storm over the weekend,
yeah,
I'm telling you.
That's it, it got stuck. So they've been giving away boxes to community groups and schools. And I would say if they don't freeze them, there will be banana bread galore to be had.
Yeah, and actually, it's, you know, when you're making banana bread, it's okay if they've gone a bit.
Is that the, yeah.
Yeah, I use them when they've gone a bit. Yeah.
Mm. Finally this morning, that's very unlike you.
I know.
It's being cooked, it's grand, Brendan.
I don't think about it too much. They're probably still fully ripe knowing me, you know.
Finally this morning, absolute chaos on a safari trip in Bangkok last week when a tower of giraffes wouldn't stop licking a woman's feet. I am obsessed, and I didn't know that until this morning. The collective noun for a group of giraffes is a tower.
A tower of giraffes. Yeah, that's interesting. That's the bit that you take from that sentence. I would not want a giraffe to lick my foot.
So this poor woman.
That is terrifying.
This poor woman now, not to blame her.
Okay.
She's a very quirky sense of style.
Right.
Bit out there. She went on safari wearing a pair of banana shoes.
Oh.
Now, I would describe them as a deep red sandal with a bunch of mini yellow bananas on top of each foot, right?
Yeah.
So she sat in an open-top safari jeep with some other tourists when the Tower of Giraffes...
Tower of Giraffes.
...spot the woman's feet.
It's a school of fish.
A school of fish, yes.
Yeah.
And a murder of crows.
Stop it.
Yeah, a group of crows called a murder. There's a whole other Brendan's bit in this. I think they must have great eyesight, giraffes, because they bend their necks into the open top jeep and they start nibbling at her feet. Now, confusingly, the fashionista is holding a bowl of real fruit, but the giraffes bypass that.
Oh, that's strange.
And they go straight for her toes. Here is what the drive-by fruiting sounded like. They wouldn't leave her alone.
I can just imagine their tongues
and
are
their
so big.
They're very thick tongues.
Yeah, but huge, right?
Yeah, no. Neither the woman, the giraffe, nor any other visitors in the video were believed to be harmed. That is Brendan's bit.
Well, that was bananas.
Yay.
At 98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
And this morning, as you know, part of our public service obligations, we want to create a list of must-have gadgets that cost less than 20 euro.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like we could all add to this.
Yep.
And I might like hear of something that you got that I'd be like, I'm definitely going to go and get that. And you, I might say something that you're like, I would love to go and get that as well.
Yeah, make life easier with costing loads of money.
Yeah. So that gadget that cost you 20 euro that has, I mean, will we say changed your life? Is that a tad dramatic? But you know, you use it every day, or maybe there was a big problem in the house, but this cheap little thing fixed it.
Yeah, it's made life easier for you. Producer Russell has a handheld fan that he bought for next to nothing a couple of years ago. And I have used it many times, yeah, and I so find it very, very useful.
Yeah, and what's great about it is, you know, if when we were in Prague, you could have it on the plane.
Yeah.
You could walk around it on the streets if it gets a bit warm. Or, as Russell often does when we're sitting in the office here at 98FM, it's just propped at his desk.
Yeah.
And he's just got a lovely Beyonce sort of hair, you know, flap going on.
It's giving crazy in love and nice if you're taking a selfie as well, you know. I know it's all about light, but also a bit of movement.
Bit of movement
in there.
What would it be for you?
There's one that my husband bought probably about a year ago, and it's a stainless steel garlic crusher. But it's not the typical one that you put the clove into and you crack.
Oh, and it's
kinda
like a nutcracker kind of shape.
No, this is, you hold it and you just press down on the garlic clove and it cuts it.
Does it look a bit like a cheese grater, kind of?
Yeah, it's like a cheese grater.
Gotcha.
But you hold it and you just press down. I find, I love garlic, but
same.
The stank of garlic on
your
hands after you cut it. I'm that person, if I have to, you know, someone asks me to chop up a few bits in the kitchen, I say I'll do absolutely everything but the garlic.
Yeah.
But this garlic crusher that you just press down on, it's all done. So handy, and you don't smell afterwards. So
excellent.
That's my household item. I think it was like 4 or 5 euro.
I'm going to buy one of them.
Yeah, so that's my favourite. So Russell has a fan. I have a garlic presser. Brendan, what is your go-to gadget?
Mine is, sorry guys, I'm smothered. Mine is a pair of scissors.
Yeah.
Joseph and Joseph of scissors. They're called Power Grip. They were 16 euro. They are insane.
Take a sip of water. I'm just going to give Brendan a moment. So a Joseph and Joseph, a pair of scissors. And do you use these for just everything?
Everything. If somebody brings you over a bunch of flowers, they'll cut every stalk. They're really strong. If you need to do a bit of gardening, they'll do that. They'll cut, you know, the really hard plastic if you buy a new electric item.
Yes, okay.
Everything.
Okay, so
I use them every single day.
We want to know, what's that go-to item that didn't cost you a fortune that you absolutely swear by? Let us know in a WhatsApp voice note, 0877 98 98 98.
Francis in Finglas says, a simple 8 euro sleep mask. Didn't realise how much light was affecting me.
Ooh.
I'm out like a light every night now.
Use one.
Yeah. Una in Rush says, a 10 euro electric milk frother.
Yes!
I
actually have ones I haven't used.
It's like the little hand whisk thing, the tiny one.
People use it for their cacao.
Oh yeah. Or maybe you'd use it for your Uber now. And Heather in Tala says, the best thing ever was some tumble dryer balls. They speed up the drying on everything. I don't know how or why, but they do.
Have you ever used them?
I haven't, but my old landlady used to use them.
Oh, I give them a bash as well. Guys, I'm loving all these tips this morning. Here's Danielle, who's in Finglas.
My little gadget, well, it's not really something that you'd use all the time. It's something that you just use occasionally, and me and all the family bought them, and I couldn't be without it. So basically, it's a phone holder for the airplane.
Ooh.
I was on a flight there recently, and it was just great because I had my little phone holder thing plugged in. I watched the show the whole way, and I was looking at the guy beside me, and he was awfully trying to hold his phone the whole way home. And I felt like saying, you should have got one of these, buddy. They're literally like 2 or 3 euro, and they're the best thing. They clip on and they rotate different ways. So yeah, there I am bragging about my little 2 euro phone holder, charger, thingy bob, whatever you call it. I don't even know the proper name for it.
Genius.
That's great. I need one of them. I also want to get one of them.
You know, you're holding, and then if you ever order a cup of tea on the plane and then you're trying to balance
trying
it
to
and
hold
it just
the phone and the Twix gets involved and
Twix. Brendan, it's always a Twix that we get on the plane. Guys, thank you all so much for the tips on the gadgets. I'm immediately going to get a Joseph & Joseph pair of scissors and that yoke for the plane.
I'm getting the garlic crusher and that yoke for the plane.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A brand new prize.
Glam presenters.
And a soundproof booth.
98 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday's edition of your favourite game, Matchy Matchy. It is your chance to win some incredible prizes, and the list is growing. If you send either Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth and say the same three words, here's AI Us with details on the prizes.
Get your garden summer ready with this brand new strimmer.
Fry all the air with this air fryer.
Eat the meat with this 100 euro butcher's voucher.
Get a blow dry.
And...
yes, Madonna, we are ready to jump with this brand new trampoline.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh my gosh, a trampoline.
A trampoline.
Great prize.
And it was such a good prize. Also, I was listening to that full album of the weekend.
Oh, getting ready for the second one.
Getting ready for the new one.
Oh my gosh, what an underrated song. Yeah. And good morning to Liz in Ashburn. Liz, how was your Easter?
It was good, it was good. We went to the Mario movie, the new one, yesterday as well.
Oh, very good.
Oh, yes. Very good. Yes, Did you enjoy it, Liz?
Yeah, it was all right. The kids enjoyed it.
Okay, the kids loved it. Liz, yeah. It was fine for you.
Yeah, I had a bit of peace.
Lovely. Have you anyone with you this morning, Liz, playing Matchy Matchy?
Emily and Ethan are here, but they're not really interested.
Okay, do you know what, Liz? Keep us humble. Fully love this. Have you got made breakfast yet?
I have eggs boiling there, so.
Oh, a nice runny boiled egg, yeah.
No, I like the hard ones.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I describe it as jammy. I go for 6 minutes, 45 seconds specifically.
Specifically?
Oh,
right.
No.
Yeah, I did 6:30. It was too runny. 6:47 was too much. Yeah. So I said, let's go 6:45.
Liz, I'm the same as you. I like a hard boiled egg.
Yeah, it has to be hard.
Yeah.
My kids won't touch one in any way if it was soft. If it was soft, they won't go near it.
Fair enough. In other egg news, what Easter eggs did you get?
Well, I personally didn't get one, but the kids got Thornton's ones and Terry chocolate orange ones.
Oh, lovely.
Nice one. Liz, have you decided who you'd like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
Yeah, I have. I'm
going to
play with Brendan.
Okay, Brendan, I'm off to the soundproof booth. Let's try and get a win.
We're kicking Brendan out of the studio for a moment, Liz. Enjoy that this morning, Brendan. Okay, it's a brand new week. Let's try and get a win in Matchy Matchy. And you could be winning that trampoline and lots more.
Oh, that would be great.
Wouldn't it? Yeah. Liz, your first word this morning, super.
Star.
Second word, cream.
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 Cake.
Love a cream cake. And your third word this morning, moon.
New.
Moon.
M-O-O-N. M-O-O. New.
Moon.
New. Second new.
What do you think for after moon?
Moon is a moonlight.
Moonlight.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have superstar, cream cake, and moonlight. Are you happy to lock in those three words, Liz?
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant stuff. We are locking them in and we are fetching Brendan. Hello. Brendan, hiya, how are you? How was the soundproof booth this morning?
It was pretty good. There was like a really retro, like sun visor just sitting on the high stool.
Oh, nice.
I think it's supposed to be very sunny today.
Getting ready for the new season. Brendan, your first word this morning in Matchy Matchy is super.
Well, I'm going to have to say Mario.
Your second word, cream.
Cream. Cake.
And your third word, moon.
I'm between two. Moon. Light.
Brendan, have you got a matchy-matchy this morning with Liz in Ashburn? Close. You got 2 out of 3.
Did you say moon landing?
No, you both said cream cake and moonlight. It was super.
No,
now.
Was it?
Yes, Liz went for superstar.
Liz, you went to see Mario in the cinema at the weekend.
Oh, no. Guys, I love that you both said cream cake. They're my favourite.
Delicious.
You can't beat a fresh cream cake. Liz,
that was so close.
So close. We're sorry we couldn't do it this morning, but we're going to send you out a 98FM goodie bag.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Cheers, Liz. Thanks for playing.
Okay. Bye.
Have a
great
now.
Day. Bye.
Oh, super. That was the
one. I would have thought it was moon that maybe would have tripped us up.
I would have said Moon River, which wouldn't have got me anywhere.
Is that the song?
Moon River. Yeah, it reminds me of Sex and the City. Okay, we couldn't do it. If you would like to play Matchy Matchy tomorrow, WhatsApp Matchy. It's Big's favourite song. 0877 98 98 98.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.